Today on Rediscovered Radio, we return to the spring of 1969, a year after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. At that time, many Americans believed that Dr. King's dream of equality for African Americans had died with him. That spring, the community lecture series at Antioch College brought activist Clifton DeBerry to campus. Producer Jocelyn Robinson has this story about DeBerry's message to students about what he called the shift from civil rights to black liberation.
So when we speak of the civil rights movement, I would rather view it as the civil rights era, which began with the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955 and ended with the assassin's bullet in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. Because with the murder of Dr. King, it marked the end to the civil rights era.
Clifton DeBerry was a militant labor organizer with a preacher's cadence, that deep silence between phrases. In it, you can hear students listening intently.
The assassination of Malcolm X began an acceleration of black nationalism in this country and began to cause black people to identify with themselves more and more than they had at any other time.
Clifton DeBerry was a friend to both Martin and Malcolm. He was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi in 1924, but as part of the Great Migration, he left the Jim Crow South for a better life up north. As a young man in Chicago, he organized a walkout at the International Harvester plant where he worked, beginning a lifetime of social activism. In 1955, he led protests seeking justice for Emmett Till, the teenager from Chicago who was kidnapped, beaten, and murdered in Mississippi, and that same year he went back down south to join the Montgomery bus boycott in the fight against segregation. In 1964, DeBerry was on the Socialist Workers' Party national ticket, running for president against Republican Barry Goldwater and the Democratic candidate Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Now, once again, if we look back in historical terms, we see how a phenomena come into existence. It arises out of necessity. It arises out of a given need. Struggles to maintain itself, reaches a peak. Then it began its decline. But in the process of reaching its peak, creates those elements within it which will replace it. Now we see this within the civil rights movement.
DeBerry brought a message of black pride and self-determination. It resonated with students who were realizing that the civil rights movement was having limited success bringing about justice and freedom for all African Americans.
That critique had to come because it was not taking care of everyone in the black community. And that's what I think Black Power was about, in essence.
Dr. Jawar Giddings, professor of history at Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, teaches a course that guides students through the history and legacy of the civil rights and black liberation movements.
So what we're doing in the youth social activism course is just to, you know, make students aware of some of the issues that are out there that folks have fought, folks are still fighting, and to have them identify the tactics used, the strategies used, coalitions built, to then have all that information inform, you know, an issue that they might take up.
Brianna Hassan, a psychology major from Chicago, has taken Professor Giddings' course at Central State. She says students on her campus are aware of national issues around race, but need to learn perseverance.
Based on what I observe, typically we focus on a topic for about a week or two, and then eventually it dies down and we go back to our normal lives and we eventually forget about it. I think that we need to learn how to take something and continue to stick with it until something is changed. Like, we just need to learn how to do that.
Now, things have been standing on their heads. The young people are standing on their feet these days. Because the young people represent the future. They're going to make the future. And contrary to all the old fossils and the critics, I say the future's in good hands.
Clifton DeBerry at Antioch in 1969. After a lifetime of commitment to social and political activism, he died in 2006 at the age of 82. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
To hear Clifton DeBerry's 1969 lecture in its entirety, visit WYSO.org. Rediscovered Radio is supported in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Anywhere.